When it comes to U.S. beef exports this year, Kat Backus, Associate Director of Legislative Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, said 2013 has been a banner year.
I think a lot of that has to do with consumers around the world really see the safety and the quality of U.S. beef. That's been supported with our new negligible risk status from the OIE. In addition to that, we've also seen the age-based restrictions on U.S. beef come down in a lot of areas.
With Japan lifting their 20-month age restriction to 30 months, it's boosted them to our largest export market for beef this year. Canada is number two, Mexico number three, while Hong Kong and Korea are fourth and fifth. And Backus looks at even more opportunities that are out there.
You know, most of the world's population, about 96% of it, lives outside of our borders. And even though we only export about 10 to 15% of what we produce, as demand grows overseas and you have an emerging middle class, you're going to see an increased demand for U.S. beef because we have a safe, high-quality product that consumers really want. And looking at this year alone, you know, Cattle Facts has predicted that exports could account for upwards of $300 per head. And so that's a major incentive for our producers to stay in the game. And I think exports are going to continue to be a major part of our production in the future.
So while 2013 is shaping up to be a banner year, there are already hopes for another great year in 2014. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.